Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to release your stress and feel better quickly and easily? Do you want to let go of the anxiety, the worry, fears, depression, anger, guilt, shame, and even physical pain that interferes with your daily happiness? Do you want to be able to relax more, be more confident, enjoy more peace and emotional freedom in your life? Do you want to be more successful or have better relationships at home, work, or socially? If so, then it's time to listen to Stress Buster Radio. Here we go with your host, Dave Dodge.
Indeed, here we go. Welcome, everybody, to Stress Buster Radio. I'm your host, Dave Dodge, and first and foremost, I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. Some are going to be a little more excited than others about that, but I hope that you've all got your reservations, your gifts, your cards in place, ready to have a beautiful, lovely, romantic day, evening. Maybe you already had it with breakfast, who knows? But what we want to focus on today, we've got a power-packed show today, a lot of information to give you, and you may even have to listen to the show a couple times if you're really interested in this stuff, because it's really good stuff. Today's being Valentine's Day, we're going to be talking about a couple relationships and how to keep them happy and healthy. I'm going to be introducing Imago Relationship Therapy to you, and you might have a little idea what that is just because it was a big bestseller a number of years ago, actually, but I think it's still big for couples. It's called Getting the Love That You Want by Harville Hendricks, a psychologist. So even though it's technically a therapy for couples, it also provides great information for those singles that are thinking about getting into a couple's relationship. As well as any relationship you're having currently, actually, it also can be applied to relationships with your siblings, your work peers, your friends, your parents, your bosses, etc. So we're going to be talking about how we push each other's buttons. And this is what causes the problems and dysfunction in our relationships, not just couple relationships, but relationships, period. We're going to talk about where these buttons come from and how we can help each other work with and release these buttons, and helping each other, each of you, move from blame and reactivity to understanding and empathy. Sounds like a tall order, huh? Well, the Imago Couples Dialogue, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit later, I'm going to be showing you a little bit later. It's going to help you to transform conflicts into opportunities for health and growing, and connect more deeply and lovingly with your partner. Isn't that exciting? So what if I said we are attracted to the positive and negative characteristics of our parents when we're choosing a love partner? What do you think about this statement? Does this sound crazy, or does it sound like it's got some truth to it? You hear people saying, I married my dad or I married my mother. So what are these people, what do you think these people mean when they say this thing about their love relationships? This statement that we're attracted to the positive and negative characteristics of our parents is a main premise of Imago Relationship Therapy. And actually, to find out if it's true for you, I've provided a number of handouts on my website, stressbusterradio.com, that you can play with to see if this statement is true for you. Okay? So you're going to go to my website, stressbusterradio.com. Then you're going to click on information handouts. You're going to scroll down to the number 4 show and then the number 4 method, Imago Relationship Therapy. Click on that. You're going to find a number of handouts that's going to, a number of worksheets, actually, that's going to help you decide whether this statement is true or not. Okay, there's one called The Profile of Childhood Caretakers. So I said the positive and negative characteristics of your parents. Parents meaning those caretakers in your life. You may not have had mother and father. You might have had a single mother. You might have whatever, you might have been raised partially by a grandmother or a relative or a neighbor or older sibling or that kind of stuff, babysitter. That is what we're talking about when we're talking about mother and father. It's the influential people in your life that we're talking about. And then I've got another, it's not really a worksheet, it's just a list of traits, a list of characteristics that can get you going if you can't think of that. The positive and negative characteristics of your childhood caretakers. So if you can't think of any or think that they don't have any negative ones, whatever, you can look through this list and check it out and see. Then there's going to be a profile of childhood caretaker imago construction, which means, okay, if you've got mother and father being included, which they should be, even if father or mother is absent, there's still, you know, you could have abandonment issues or whatever as a result of that. So go to that trait list and see if anything comes up there. Could be just an emotionally not there, whatever, still all important. The imago construction, so the childhood caretaker's worksheet, you're going to make one out for every caretaker that was in your life when you were younger, when you were a kid. And the imago construction is going to be a compilation of all those caretakers. Okay, if you only had two, then it's only two that you're going to put down the positive and negative characteristics. You don't have to say this is mother, father. It's just a combination of everything. And you're going to do that. So that's called the imago construction because that's going to create that image that we're looking for in our partner. Then you're going to have the partner profile, which you're going to list the positive and negative traits of your partner at this point in time and or a previous one and see how many characteristics your partner and your childhood caretakers share in common, whether they be positive or negative. While you're there on that website page, there's also a number of words of wisdom, which I do every month, but I don't really highlight them as much as I should. They are on the information handouts pages, but a lot of people don't go there. This one, this time I'm going to ask you to particularly look at them because I've got five that are really kind of cool, very important ones. Your partner has the blueprint for your growth and healing. Another one. Okay. And actually we're going to get into it, but, it's our buttons. It's the buttons they push, that provides that blueprint. Those buttons that they push are the things that we need to work on actually. Anyway, great words of wisdom. Check it out. One says the words listen and silent have the exact same letters in them. Is that coincidence? I don't think so. Okay. So anyway, if you look up the common conflicts that cause problems in relationships, you'll find that couples have conflicts surrounding money, child rearing, chore allotment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, a whole bunch of stuff. However, the biggest factor in all dysfunctional relationships is going to be the lack of communication. So any of these problems that are going on, if you don't have the proper communication relationship, you're never going to get them settled. You may have heard it before. That the key, well, before the internet came into play here, that the key to a successful business is location, location, location. And so I'm here to tell you that the key to a successful, healthy relationship is communication, communication, communication. It doesn't matter what the issue you're arguing about. It comes down to a lack of appropriate communication that causes the problems. Imago relationship therapy, and especially the couples dialogue that we're going to see later, provide a outline for you to, you know, be able to learn how to communicate with each other better. Helps you to learn how to listen, understand, empathize with where the other person's coming from, and allowing better communication with each other, because it also is, you know, kind of saying you that you got to listen and be silent while the other person talks. Okay, imago relationship therapy was created by Harville Hendrix and his wife, Helen Hunt, both psychologists, over 25 years ago. And like I told you, that best-selling book, Getting The Love You Want, still on the bookshelf, still pretty popular. And I was trained in this method a number of years ago, and it was got my attention right away. So what does imago mean? As it says on the Imago Therapy website, the term imago is Latin for image and refers to the unconscious image of familiar love. One of the definitions of familiar is familial, which relates to or involves the family. Essentially, your imago is a composite picture of the people who influenced you most strongly at an early age. They may have been your mother, your father, one or more of your siblings, maybe a babysitter, close relative, neighbor, etc. Simply put, this is often a connection, but there is often a connection between the frustrations experienced in adult relationships and our earlier childhood experiences. For example, if you frequently felt criticized as a child, you're going to often feel criticized by your partner. Now, if you felt abandoned, smothered, or neglected as a child, those issues are going to come up in your current love relationships. So most people face these core issues, but they typically, you know, only some face a few, some face a lot. Those that face a lot usually don't make it. I don't want to get into the statistics at this point, but they will typically rise again and again within partnerships. They can overshadow all that is good in the relationship, leaving people to wonder if they have chosen the right person to spend their life with. Anyway, we're going to be going on a break in a few seconds, and I want to just remind you to go to stressbusterradio.com, look at some of those worksheets. You're not going to be able to work on them right now. You're not going to be able to focus on them, but after the show, you can download them and start looking at them, start dealing with them. But anyway, we're going on break, so I will see you in a few seconds.
To relax more, feel happier, and be more confident. Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit stressbusterradio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Di Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Okay, welcome back to Stress Busted Radio. I'm still Dave Dodge, and we're talking about couples and how they can foster healthier, happier, and more mature relationships. So we were talking about couples having pretty much the same core issues that just get repeated over and over again throughout the relationship unless they get looked at and attended to. One thing that is interesting about couple relationships that I've found in my couples therapy over the years is that we're pretty much attracted to someone that is pretty much as screwed up as we are. I don't mean to be offensive in relation to the word screwed up, but we've all got these childhood wounds, and we've all got those negative experiences in our childhood that screw us up in one way, shape, or form. And kind of interesting, a lot of people will deny that they're as screwed up as their partner and just blame the partner for being the most screwed up, but it's not true. It's a way of actually projecting and blaming and not looking at our own stuff. So I don't want to be too harsh there, but I want to speak the truth. So the communication between some couples is going because of this. If we both have a lot of adverse childhood experiences in our earlier life, we're probably going to be more dysfunctional than other couples. And so it's going to be harder for those couples to work on their issues and get out of it. The good news is that when you can understand each other's feelings and childhood wounds more with more empathy, you can begin to heal yourself in your relationship and move toward a more conscious relationship, toward a more mature relationship. So they talk about the conscious relationship and the unconscious relationship and the childhood wounds that activate these unconscious relationships. What does all that mean? The unconscious is the part of the mind that is not accessible to the conscious mind. It's in the deeper part of the brain and contains a lifetime of positive and negative memories, thoughts, beliefs, ideas that we're not generally aware of. But they manifest themselves in our emotions, behaviors, and communications with others on a regular basis throughout our lives if we don't find a way to have them come into our conscious mind so we can address them and heal them. These inner wounded parts of ourselves are stored in our unconscious, and we're not aware of them unless we specifically think of them or have them come up as a result of some experience that we have now. These negative experiences in our life, which are actually, like I said, called those adverse childhood experiences, create these childhood wounds. And the pain from these childhood wounds will replay themselves over and over again in our adult life, again, like until the trauma of the wound is tended to and healed. For example, if you are bullied by a teacher or a parent or picked on by siblings, older siblings or other peer groups, you will continue to feel bullied as an adult by bosses, coworkers, friends, et cetera, et cetera. If you were abused by a parent or an adult, you may feel abused by your boss at work, the IRS, the government, the police, the courts, anyone that you perceive as being an authority figure. We project that. Those negative adverse childhood experiences skew our perception of life and become our own reality, actually. And our reality is different from everybody else's just because of that. So it's going to be your reactions to this perception will match the way you coped with the abuse or bullying as a child. And so on and so on and so on. It all gets, it doesn't go away unless we go and get it and fix it. Okay. So we're going to talk about the honeymoon stage. There's the honeymoon stage, the power struggle stage, and the mature, conscious relationship stage. And the honeymoon stage, believe it or not, is going to be the beginning of an unconscious relationship. And so even though it's the honeymoon stage and very pleasant for the most part, it's still the beginning of an unconscious relationship, because our unconscious has chosen our love partner because of this image that we see in them, having the positive and negative characteristics of our mother, father, other caretakers. So you may want, you may not want to hear it, but it's our wounded child that actually chooses our partner, because in that attraction, there is the hope and the promise of finally getting heard and healed by that person we are attracted to. The wounded child within us sees that person and is attracted to that person and sees that person as another chance to get healed of their wounds. Their parents didn't do it and for some reason couldn't do it. So now here's another chance that, or they think, to get healed and be whole. And in the honeymoon period, that kind of plays itself out. Of course, this is not true, and it's not the way we're going to get healed. So we all get fooled in the beginning during the honeymoon stage. And those childhood wounds get a bit of salt poured into them, actually, when we go into the power struggle stage. Unfortunately, statistics say that there's about half of all marriages that don't make it out of the power struggle stage and end up in divorce. But there are ways out of the power struggle stage to be able to transform into the more mature conscious marriage stage. And we're going to talk about that a bit later. In the honeymoon stage, all couples go through this initially in one way or another. Different strokes, different folks, different people go through different experiences, different lengths of time for different couples. But most make it at least until the wedding. Otherwise, they would, if they get too much into the power struggle stage, the wedding would not happen. This stage can be put in terms of hopes, healing, and hormones. Hopes and healings, because we think we found that person who's going to heal our childhood wounds and be the person we wanted our parents to be. When in love and seemingly having found the person of our dreams, we feel better physically and emotionally. We're more optimistic. Everything seems nicer. The people we meet, the food we eat, the colors we see. We have more energy, feel funnier, are more playful. We don't indulge in our usual food issues or alcohol issues, work issues, TV issues as much, at least. And we feel more loving and accepting of everyone, including ourselves. And then there's the hormones. During the attraction phase, the honeymoon phase of a relationship, the brain releases dopamine and other neurotransmitters that make us feel good by giving us increased energy and a sense of heightened perception. Also, the brain increases its production of endorphins and other chemicals that I can't pronounce, which are referred to as natural narcotics, enhancing a person's sense of security and comfort. Pretty nice, huh? Wouldn't it be great if our relationship stayed this way, huh? But no. Little by little, we move into the power struggle stage, and it's the continuation of the unconscious marriage. Okay, so Harville Hendrix states in his book that people don't get married to take care of their partner's needs. They get married to further their own psychological and emotional growth. When the relationship seems to be pretty secure, usually after marriage, and both partners seem to be settled in, both partners then start to think, okay, I've attended to my partner long enough, so now what about me? At some point, that wounded child within each of us starts to act up and wanting to get its needs met. This is where we start breaking through the denial denial part of the honeymoon stage, and start thinking about saying things like, this isn't the person that I thought I married, or I knew about the problems that other couples were having, and I went through my checklist to make sure I wasn't going to get someone that was going to cause problems in my marriage. What happened? Then you go through periods of shock, denial, anger, bargaining, despair, and possibly divorce if you can't get out of that power struggle stage. So more specifically, what is it that makes us not be able to get out of that power struggle stage. And so what are your childhood wounds? Okay, because those childhood wounds are what create our buttons, and then which creates our defenses, which get involved in the relationship. And that's where the communication goes awry, is that when we, when our childhood wounds, the buttons of those childhood wounds are pushed, we just kind of react by projecting out and all that kind of stuff. We're going to take a commercial break in a few minutes. Then we're going to be talking more about the childhood wounds, how they create our buttons, which actually cause the problems in the relationships. Okay, so I want you to start thinking about what pushes your buttons. Okay, and when I say that, I mean, what can other people say or do in order to tick you off or hurt you or make you mad, sad, those kind of negative things. What pushes your buttons? And so from that, you could probably figure out what your buttons are. Certainly, you can go back in your childhood and you can think of some of those negative childhood experiences you had, which are going to form some kind of buttons if you weren't able to deal with them up to that point. Okay, so, all right. And let's take that break and then we'll come back and talk about your buttons and your childhood wounds and your defenses. Okay, see you in a few minutes.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
At a crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8 8541. It's 951-313-8541.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Okay, welcome back to Stress Buster Radio on Valentine's Day with Dave Dodge. And not that you necessarily wanted to spend Valentine's Day with Dave Dodge, but anyway, here we go. And we were talking about the childhood wounds, how they create our buttons, which are our insecurities, and how we then develop defenses in order to protect, in order actually so that we don't feel those childhood wounds. That's what the whole deal is all about. Anyway, so during the break, I asked you to think about what your buttons might be or some of your adverse childhood experiences when you were a kid. And if you still don't know what I'm talking about, it's I'm going to give a couple examples, okay? Being criticized is, you know, could tick you off. Not being listened to. Feeling like you're not being heard, feeling blamed or falsely accused, somebody trying to control you or tell you what to do, being told that you're stupid, incompetent, or that you don't know what you're doing, somebody telling you that you're wrong when you know you're right, being told that you don't do enough, or what you do is not right, or not the way you're supposed to. Being condescended to, minimizing your accomplishments, your labors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, a whole bunch. And they're going to be specific to you, and you can have a lot in common with other people, but you're going to have your own combination that's just specific to your own reality, as is your partner. Okay, so now another question is, how is your partner pushing these buttons? And so it's going to be important for you to think about that. That's a very important question. And because it's about narrowing down when the commotion starts. And the commotion is going to start when you start losing the ability to have proper communication. And so it's not only about what is your partner doing to push your buttons and what are those buttons that they're pushing. What happens when your buttons get pushed? What do you do? How do you respond? Usually when our buttons get pushed, we respond from our defenses, which is called defensive behavior. And our buttons being pushed equals defensive behaviors, where we respond in a reactive way and get angry, sad, hurt, mad, whatever, and then respond to our partner from our wounded child, which means we're going to react probably from that age with the hurt little child within us trying to protect it, himself or herself. We then engage in defensive behaviors. So a wounded child forms our buttons, forms our defenses to protect us and assure that we're okay. Defenses, that's what defenses are for, is to protect us and assure that we're okay. When in fact they don't really feel okay, certain parts of us don't feel okay. So in the short run, these defenses work. In the long run, they're not productive at all. And when I talk about defenses, I'm talking about things like projection, where we project outward, project our thoughts or feelings onto somebody else. And here we're talking about our partner. So it's going to be that finger of blame. And if you put your finger up and you point at somebody, you're going to notice that you have one finger pointing at them, and you're going to have three fingers pointing back at you. Okay, so it's really about you. It's not about that other person. It's really about you and your insecurity and your button being pushed. And so it's going to be important for you to figure out what is that button and how can I heal that button? Your partner is not going to heal that button. You're the only one that's going to be able to heal that button, and it's either through therapy of some kind. Certainly, you're going to get, you want to get help and support and encouragement and love from your partner, which is going to be partly what's going to help heal you. But I don't believe in my experience over the years of people in therapy, that's the only thing that's going to happen. You have to take personal responsibility for all of those buttons that are within you so that you can have a better relationship, not only with other people, but with yourself. Actually, it goes the other way, with yourself first and then therefore with other people. So, and out of this, I want to tell you that there's something you got to think about. And it just came up recent research, and I think actually there was another study a couple of years ago that talks about the testosterone effect. Okay, and so this past one, I think it was in the last year or two, that researchers in Holland found that high levels of testosterone affect parts of the brain linked with emotion, and that the findings show that the elevated testosterone can affect how brain regions communicate, reducing a person's ability to empathize with others. Uh-oh. So that's guys with high testosterone levels. Actually, in the study, it also, even women who were given high levels of testosterone, the same thing happened. They had a hard time empathizing with others. So there seems to be a real weird chemical thing going on. And if your guy has high levels of testosterone, you got to put a little extra. I got to put an extra effort into it for sure. Okay. And so, all right. So, what we're going to do, we're going to be talking about the mature stage, the conscious marriage, and we're going to be talking about 10 characteristics of a conscious marriage. What we're going to do, if I can, is that I want to cut this segment a little short just because there's going to be so much in the next segment. So, Alex, could we go to the break now? And I know it's a number of minutes early, but could we go to the break? And I'll be back and we'll be talking about that conscious marriage.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Okay, welcome back once again to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge. I'm going to strongly encourage you to go to my website, stressbusterradio.com, and go to information handouts, go scroll down to number 4, Method, Imago Relationship Therapy, and click on these handouts. There's a lot of information I know that I'm giving, and like I said, I'm introducing this model, and by no means it needs a lot more explanation. So the handouts are going to help. So what I want to talk about this segment, okay, is that there's 10 characteristics of a conscious marriage. And I really appreciate that Harville Hendricks compiled this, because it's really, it's actually very cool. All right, number one, you realize, 10 characteristics of a conscious marriage. You realize that, number one, you realize that your love relationship has a hidden purpose. The healing of childhood wounds is that hidden purpose. Instead of focusing entirely on surface needs and desires, you learn to recognize the unresolved childhood issues that underline them. Okay, number two, as you move toward a conscious marriage, you gradually let go of the illusion that your partner is here to heal you, and to begin to see more of your partner's truth. You see your partner not as your savior anymore, but as another wounded human being struggling to be healed, and therefore have more empathy for that and for yourself as well, because you're going through the same thing. Okay. Number three, in a conscious marriage, you accept the fact that in order to understand each other, you have to develop clear channels of communication. No ands, but ifs, buts about it. No ands, ifs, buts about it. No bada doubt it. Okay. Number four, in an unconscious marriage, you tend to react without thinking. In a conscious marriage, you train yourself to behave in a more constructive manner. And when it says train yourself to behave in a more constructive manner, sometimes that can be very difficult because of our defenses, because of our buttons, because of our adverse childhood experiences. And so I'm going to suggest that there's more than just talk therapy that's necessary in order to release those childhood wounds so that you can feel better and you can have a better relationship. And I'll tell you a little bit about that in a few seconds. You learn to value your partner. Five, you learn to value your partner's needs and wishes as highly as you value your own. You let go of the narcissistic view and divert more and more of your energy to meeting your partner's needs, as that partner is going to do the same for you. Six, you embrace the dark side of your personality. Wow, that sounds big, right? Actually, it's just taking responsibility for your buttons. It's what are your buttons and how can you deal with your buttons? They're your buttons. So it's about embracing the dark side of your personality, which is causing the miscommunication with your partner. Embracing is a great word because it's about loving yourself, as well as learning how to love your partner more, but it's going to start at home. So it's embracing your dark side of you first. Okay, seven, you learn new techniques to satisfy your basic needs and desires. You realize that your partner can indeed be a resource for you, but just not in the ways that you originally thought. Can be a really great resource for you, but not in the ways you originally thought. We all have to take responsibility for our screwed upness and to deal with our insecurities and figure out how to get more secure. That's not who we are. That's what was given to us with those adverse childhood experiences. We can let them go. And there are ways to let them go, not just with talk therapy, with those more, the deeper therapies that I'm going to tell you about in a second. Eight, you search within yourself for the strengths and abilities you thought you were lacking. In a conscious marriage, you learn that the only way you can truly recapture a sense of oneness is to develop the hidden traits within yourself. The hidden traits meaning that you have those strengths and abilities in yourself as well. You just don't think so because they've been hidden by your defenses, okay? They've been hidden by your childhood wounds that cause your defenses. Number nine, as a part of your God-given nature, you have the ability to love unconditionally and to experience unity with the world around you. Social conditioning and imperfect parenting made you lose touch with these qualities. In a conscious marriage, you begin to rediscover your original nature, this original nature. Number 10, you accept the difficulty of creating a good marriage. A marriage is hard work. In an unconscious marriage, you believe that the way to get a good marriage is to pick the right partner. In a conscious marriage, you realize that you have to be the right partner as you gain a more, and that you are exactly the right partner because you push each other's buttons in a way that if we look at those buttons as being a blessing, which sounds really weird, but if we see them as a blessing because they're providing us with a treatment plan of what we need to work on and feel in order to feel happy about ourselves. So they are a blessing if we have to reframe our thinking there, I'm sure. Okay, and as you gain a more realistic view of love relationships, you realize that a good marriage requires commitment, discipline, and the courage to grow and change. Okay, so there you have it. Go to my website, get this handout. If no other handouts, it's all good. Okay, this is a great handout just in itself. Okay, so to reiterate, the biggest factor in all dysfunctional relationships is the lack of communication. And the key to a successful relationship is communication. This is what the couple's dialogue is all about. That's why it was created. To improve communication. So, couples dialogue also, you can go to my website, download it. It's the couples dialogue itself is a one-page, very concise, kind of what you have that format for what to do in order to learn how to communicate with each other better. And I'm going to go over it rather quickly. And so what I'm going to suggest is, but it is rather self-explanatory in itself. If it is not, and you need to ask questions, want to ask questions, you can get in touch with me through, my email is dave@acceleratedhealingsolutions.com. My phone number, it's going to be better to get through to my email. So dave@acceleratedhealingsolutions.com. If you have any questions that you need to have answered, with this couples dialogue or the show in general. I'd love to have your feedback also. So Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge is my Facebook page. Put something on there, positive or negative. I don't care. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so the couples dialogue. It's an instruction sheet, actually, as to what to do and how to do it in order to be able to learn how to communicate better. First off, the couple decides who's the sender and who's the receiver. Sender is the one that's going to be talking about their issue. Okay, the receiver is going to be the one that's going to be listening. And if you remember, listen and silent have the exact same letters in them. It's not a coincidence, I don't believe. So it's about learning how to listen and actively doing that. Okay, so step of the process is going to be is called mirroring, and this is where the sender sends out one or two sentences at a time, no more than that, because the receiver has to mirror it, meaning he's got to say it back the way you meant it, okay? And if he didn't, some of his defensive behavior is going to be involved, and so you get to approve of it, or the sender gets to approve it or not approve of it, depending upon what the receiver gives back. Okay, and it needs to be focused on until the receiver gives back what the sender is intending. And certainly in the beginning, that could be very frustrating. Another reason why it would be important to seek out an imago therapist, so the imago therapist could be what I'm going to call the referee, because defensive behavior is going to be big time for both of the people in the couple in the beginning. okay, because that's the way they've been working with each other, and so they have to learn a different way. So it's going to take a little, it's going to take a referee. Okay, so the sender says a few sentences, the receiver mirrors them. Sender says whether, and then the receiver is going to say, if I heard you correctly, you said, and he's going to repeat what the one or two sentences are, or the essence of that one or two sentences to get the point across so that the sender gets it. And then receiver is going to say, did I get that right? Sender is going to say yes or no. Is there more about that? And then that opens it up so that the sender keeps doing this pattern. Sender and receiver keep doing this pattern until the sender says everything that the sender wants to say to the receiver. And then the next step is going to be an immediate continuation of that, which is going to be the summary of what the sender said. So the receiver is going to give the essence back as to what the sender said to the sender. And after he or she, the receiver, does that, is going to ask that I get the essence of what you said. The receiver, and if the sender says yes, fine. And if not, then the receiver is going to continue to mirror any additions or corrections to the summary. Okay, this is all kind of written out. I'm just reading it off the couple's dialogue. It's a very precise, concise kind of instruction guide as to how to do it. Okay, so definitely. If you have any questions, get in touch with me. There's no doubt, but it's pretty much self-explanatory. Okay, so the next step is going to be validation. The receiver says, "You make sense to me because that thing makes sense to me. I understand it I understand where you're coming from somehow." Right. So the receiver states the way in which the sender's thinking makes sense, and then the receiver asks, "Is that the validation you need?" And if yes, then you don't have to go any further. If not, the receiver mirrors any additions or corrections to that validation. And again, keep going back and forth, listening, being silent, asking the questions, getting the information, and going back at the sender, very calm, controlled manner. And so then there's the last phase, actually, is going to be empathy, where the receiver says, okay, given all that, I imagine you feel, and then you're going to put, then the receiver is going to put in feelings. Well, it would seem to me that that would be very frustrating, seem to me that you would be very sad about that, seem to me that that's been very hard for you, or whatever. Empathetic responses. And again, the guy with the high testosterone level is going to have to try a little bit harder here. Okay, and so the receiver, he then says, "Are those your feelings? Are those the feelings?" The receiver then, if yes, then don't have to go any further. If there's anything additional, the receiver is going to mirror back any additions or corrections. Okay, and then when all of this is done, the receiver is going to ask, what childhood wound does this issue remind you of? And the sender is going to attempt to come back in their own way and state what happened in their childhood that created this childhood wound. Okay, and then after that happens, partners are going to switch roles. And the receiver is going to become the sender is going to become the receiver, and you go through the whole dialogue once again. All right, so I did mention before, so your partner has the blueprint for your growth and healing. And the buttons they push are your childhood wounds and are the issues you need to work on. So it's actually how they're going to help to heal you in that sense is they're going to point out your childhood wounds. Okay, cognitive behavioral therapy is not going to get to the deep part of the brain and be able to release these memories, all that kind of stuff. I have a number of methods that I use: brain spotting, EMDR, EFT, ask and receive, hypnosis, a number of methods that get to the deep part of the brain and release this stuff. You can give me a call. I can help you. We can have a session over the phone, on Skype. I do both, stressbusterradio.com, Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge Facebook page. I'm really excited for all of you. You're still in the middle of your, or in the middle or towards the end of your, not towards the end, you're in the afternoon, So have a great Valentine's Day is what I'm trying to say, and I hope everything works out for you. Until next time, take care of yourself, and I'll see you, and get in touch. Let me know what you think. All right. Take care, and we'll talk later.
You've been listening to Stress Buster Radio with host Dave Dodge. We hope this hour has helped you gain some insight into how you can release your stress so you can be more relaxed and have more confidence, happiness, peace, emotional freedom, and success in your life. If you want to learn more about Dave and his private sessions to help you release your stress, visit acceleratedhealingsolutions.com. And tune in every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Stress Buster Radio on the Transformation Network.